and God's good to us. I'm not going to preach no long time, but I got a thought I want to give you tonight. Just feel like that God's in it. Give you this. Let me say just a word about the young folk. They all bless my heart. Every one of them. Every one of them. But what blesses my heart, and not just the fact young people up here got good voices and sing out and all that and get excited, it's the fact that they really love the Lord. Little old Daniel over there a while ago started testifying. He just got saved a few weeks ago. And I saw him come in church and just excited about being in, just a little fellow, excited just being in church. His grandmother got up and was saying something, I believe this morning sometime, and crying and saying something. He just reached over and patted her. That'd do something for you when you're standing up here. When you know God's working in hearts, and whether it be in little fellows or big fellows, whoever, how sweet and precious it is. And God does. The message, the subject that I want to just share with you briefly, I'm not going to be able to exhaust this tonight. But, of course, you can't exhaust the Word of God anytime. To get where I can see, and we'll get with it. But turn your Bibles, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter number 11.
for mine. God forsook him and died in my place on the cross of Calvary and gave his life for mine. Kids, he's right on singing that song, his life for mine. He really did. He took my place, paid my price. He said, I'll take your sin and I'll die for it. I'll pay the price. And remember this, God hates sin and is angry with sin. And you say, preacher, I believe I can get by my sin. Be not deceived, God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. There'll be a day God will say, that's enough. That's enough. And when God does, he'll get your attention. You wish you'd have paid attention to this old preacher. One day when comes time to meet God and face God, I want you to know you can't get by with sin. God's angry. If you really want to know about holy fury against sin, look at Calvary. Look at Calvary, what Jesus did. Look what he did there. But I want to show you something else. What's the result of this? And that's angry about sin and angry with sinners, but about sin now. He loves sinners. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, but God's angry at the sin. But look in verse number 21 of chapter 9 of the book of 1 Samuel. And Saul answered and said, am I not a Benjamite? That's not what I want. I'm coming back to that in a minute. Turn to chapter number 10, verse number 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. He said, thou shalt be turned into another man. And now Samuel talking to Saul. And let it be when these signs are coming to thee, that thou hast to do an occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilead. And behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt sacrifice offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. Now look, notice verse number 9, pay close attention. It was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all these signs came to pass in that day. God gave him another heart. He said he'd become another man, then said he gave him another heart. I say hallelujah. I'm glad. God's angry with sin. God's holy fury turned against sin. But I want you to know, he loves sinners, and he takes sinners and the sin that they're in. Sister Pam testified about where she would be if she wasn't dead already. She'd be in a crack house somewhere on drugs, drug out. But God in his mercy, God in his love reached down where she was, picked her up, set her feet on a solid rock, established her goings, and gave her a new song to sing. Hallelujah. You know what he did? He put a new heart in her. Amen. He made a new person out of her. I say glory to God and hallelujah. God did that. I'm looking around tonight. I see a whole bunch of folk that God just got a hold of and put a new heart in you and changed you and made you a new creature. And if you never got changed, you never got saved. Amen. Old things, behold, all things pass away and all things become new. I'm glad, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. And if God never changed you, something never changed about your life, and God made you a new creature in Christ, you're not saved. But I got good news for you. God still saves sinners. Amen. God still saves church members. God still saves those that'll come. Amen. And God still births those in the family of God. And little Brim back there at Sunday morning, it was Easter a year ago when she walked through that door, came over here and started talking about something wrong in her life, needing Jesus. She may not have been in a drug house. She may not have been on alcohol. She may never been in sex sin and all that stuff, but she needed the same Jesus that all the rest of us needed. Amen. She needed just as much as the biggest drunk or the harlot or anybody else ever needed. She needed the same Jesus come in, save her. And he did, took just as much grace, just as much blood, just as much the love of God to do that as it did for anybody else. Amen. And oh, tonight, as some praying for their loved ones and friends, and especially tonight, Sister Linda stood, I want you to know we got a God that loves her husband and cares enough to deal with. I believe he's going to answer prayer and do something in his behalf. Brother Jerry, you got that confidence that God hears. He turned the corner and said, I see the goal. Amen. My children going to get saved. I say hallelujah and glory to God. And I can't hardly lift my leg anymore, but I'm getting ready to shake it a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm glad we got a God that's big enough and able to help our loved ones, amen, God can still save, and God can still draw, and God did something tonight for every one of us in here, and he's working in hearts and just pulling us closer and saying, come on, I love you. Come on, let's worship. Let's just get in the spirit and have a good time. And that's what we did, and God honored that. And people got under burden to show. Hey, that's what we need, seeing people under the burden and let God do the work that he wants to do. And there's even some here tonight. God loved to work in your heart. If you'll let him, he'll help you. Now, back to chapter 9, verse number 21. And Saul answered. See, he got on the mount, going to the hill of Calvary, got up there where the sacrifice was made, saw the fury of God because God had to sacrifice blood. He saw the fury of God on that. And then he said in verse 21, and Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjaminite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? My family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? He saw himself. You'll never see sin like you ought to see sin until you see the cross. And you're never on Jesus on the cross. But thank God he's got off the cross and got up from the grave and is alive. Then you see yourself like you really are. And Saul said, am I not the least? He said, I'm the least of Benjamin's family. And here you're telling me to lead the people of God. He couldn't believe that. But I want to close with this. Try to anyway. I want you to look with me in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30. When Jehu, 2 Kings 9:30, when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. She painted her face and tied her head and looked out of the window. And as Jehu answered in the gate, she said, had Zimri peace, and who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who's on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. He said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. When he's come in to eat and drink and said, go see. Now this cursed woman, bury her, for she is a king's daughter. They went out to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet, palms of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by the servant Elijah the Tishmite, saying in the a portion of the Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, and so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Jezebel is that name that speaks of wickedness in the Old Testament of women, and here she is, and the anger of God kindled against her. Jehu was doing what God had him to do, and he said, throw her down. He said, would anybody do that to a woman? God's angry with sin every day. God hates sin. Amen. And she got trodden underfoot because of her sin. And you find, well, I won't go into that. We got other places, scriptures we could give you tonight. Let's suffice to say, God's angry with sin. In Revelation 20, verse 15, and whosoever name is not found written, book of life, cast in the lake of fire. Why is that done? Because God's anger is kindled against sin. And we ought to be angry at sin. Holy fury, angry at sin. Does sin bother you? Does sin really bother you? I believe it does. If you're saved, it does. And sin bothers you in other people's lives if you're saved. But all remember, God loves that sinner. If we can ever get him to the hill, if we never get him up Calvary, ever get him to the foot of the cross, they'll find some help. They'll see that his life was for their life. And we're praying to God to do that. Won't you bow your heads, close your eyes. If somebody here tonight, God's speaking to your heart, God dealing with your life. You know that you're not where you need to be with God, or either that you're not saved. God's speaking to you. God's dealing with you. God wants to help you. And the best thing you can do tonight is step out from where you are and come to Jesus and let God help you. Let God help you. You know tonight God's speaking to your heart. You know you used to have some joy you don't have now. You know there used to be a difference in your life and God's speaking to you about it. You ought to come. Then some sat in there and you realize the fact if you had to die, you wouldn't be ready to meet God in any way, any shape, form. You'd have to die and go to hell. You need to come to Jesus and let God help you. Sister Linda tonight, she cried out for help for her husband. You may need to come tonight and cry out for help. I don't know. But let's stand our feet, please. Father, seal it to hearts. Your will be accomplished. The Holy Ghost do a work. Thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing, brother. Let's sing.
Have thy affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Countest thou all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God?
Is thy heart right
with
God?
Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight.
Is your heart
God
right with God? God speaking to you, God dealing with you.
Yourself and your sin, is thy heart right with God? Over all evil without and within,
God,
is thy heart right
things,
with God?
Don't you just let God help you.
Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood,
he'll help you if you'll let him.
Holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God.
Brother Gary,
is there no more condemnation for sin? Is thy heart right with God? Does Jesus rule in the temple within? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God.